So how far have we got with this? Well, we've got a number of mandated data sets already in the UK that many of you will be familiar with. Cancer registration, going further on cancer weights. But what I think probably a lot of you are not aware of is that the vehicle for collecting information about your local recurrence rates already exists in the going further on cancer weights. Because every patient you treat, when you change a treatment, should have a cancer weight to return. Radiotherapy data began flowing 2 years ago. We obviously have access to all the commissioning data sets that come from your hospitals and increasingly access to all the national audits and college data sets as well. What we asked our 12 reference groups to do was to say, what extra do you need to collect for breast, lung, colorectal cancer that isn't already in these more generic data sets? But link it to your output requirements. It wasn't a case of giving them free for all, they could have anything. We work very much on the PITO principle of collect what you need to know, not what you'd like to know. And certainly some clinicians were quite scarred when we started to challenge them on why they needed that bit of data. Considered the existing data sets like BCOM, the Sloan Project, etc. Discussed it with the Cancer Network clinical leads as to was this the right way to go for breast cancer. And then for all cancers, we put it out to a period of what's called definitional testing and public consultation to get a feel for where we wanted to take cancer data across the whole cancer community. Do your system support it? All the items were items that you as clinicians said, these are key for patient management. It's the sort of data we would have access to at the MDT. We just need the tools, and I'm making it sound much more simple than it is, and I realise that, to be able to capture that information at that time.